Racing in Queensland today goes to Kilcoy. We're on a good four. Howard Walter's going to take us through the quaddie legs. Howard, good morning.
G'day, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. We kick the quaddie off at Kilcoy with a benchmark 55 over 1,500 metres. 2 and 11 of the scratchings here. Curry Connection, $3. Gambit, $4. $6.50. Bond C. Supervisor, $7.50. And Grey Noise, $8.
Look, I'm going to put number 6, Supervisor, on top. He looked like he'd lost his way, but last start at Chinchilla, he placed second. The third horse caught rules at one of the recent TAB meets, so it wasn't a bad field there. And there's, for one reason or another, I can pretty much knock every runner in this race. And why I like Supervisor is he's a track specialist. He's been here 7 times for 2 wins and 4 placings. There is speed elsewhere which will suit him. He's a get-back horse, but, you know, he really handles the track, and that's more than half the battle at Kilcoy. So number 6, Supervisor. Ahead of 4, Grey Noise. It's only a last-start maiden winner, so, again, I'm saying for one reason or another I can knock others. Had every possible chance at Gatton and did win, but only lightly raced. 8 starts, last-start winner. Number 7, Curry Connection, the favourite, which really does surprise me. She's a quick horse. She was a brave winner at Gatton last start, but that was only 1,100. This is 1,500. She's never raced beyond 1,200, and she's never won beyond 1,100. So I would have thought she's vulnerable. And then number 9, Bond C. You know, thereabouts all 3 this time in. Got Sky, Bogan, Huber aboard, but maps a bit awkward. I just keep coming back to the 6. Supervisor, 6479.
6479, race 5. Race number 6 is the Cannonball Lightning. Over the 800 metres, it's a class 3, 3 and 9 come out here, and the TAB fixed odds favourite is horse number 8. Hallside Hanky Panky at $2.30, Hidden Eyes $3.60, Metro Tramp at $5, Corrigillo at $8 and $9.50 for General Wit. I'll go fast here, Harry. Howard.
Brendan, you've got at least 4 horses that just go flat chats. I'm going to go with number 7, Special Case. Now, he's a lightly raced 8-year-old, if you don't mind. He's had just the 7 starts. He plays second first up at Toowoomba at $21, shortest route fitter for it. The key to him is dry tracks. His previous 2 before spelling were on the heavy and soft, where he was down the track. So on a good track from a good alley with all that speed on, I just thought maybe Special Case would get a cheap run. If they hang at the turn, he might be able to present himself at the finish. Number 8, Hallside Hanky Panky. Very quick filly, very hard to beat on her day. She will face that on-pace opposition, and she's a bit short odds, but certainly the testing material. 4 Metro Tramp, ultra-consistent, placed 4 of 6 this time in, one of the leaders. And then number 1, Hidden Eyes, first up, no trial. It's widest drawn of all the speed. Look, it's got the ability, there's no doubt about it. He's won at Ipswich, he's placed at Doomben, but just from that alley, it's not going to be an easy ride. So 7, 8, 4, and 1.
7, 8, 4, 1 in the Cannonball Lightning. Generally, it's one or the other. They decide to swing them together for the Cannonball Lightning. Their race number 6. Race number 7 is a 55 over 1,060 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 3, 5, 15 and 17. Hart Vandelay is the favourite, $4.40. Blooming Lily, $4.60. $6.50. Morion, and then Raku Secret at 7. Heart of Australia, a $9 chance.
I'll go with the second favourite, number 11, Blooming Lily. Quick horse, got barrier 1. Malia Castle, she claims 3. She's an in-form rider. You know, she hasn't had a lot of rides yet, but she's ridden a few lately. So I think Blooming Lily can make full use of that alley with 51 kilos and take catching. Number 9, Morion, hasn't won for 1,182 days, only won 1 race, but very suitably drawn for a race like this, a short race around Kilcoy. And 3 starts ago when resuming, gave a big side on the speed here, finishing 2nd. So you know Morion will handle the track. Number 7, Hart Vandelay. First up, no trial, change stables. Now, last time first up, it was a close 4th at Doomben, so it should be able to run well fresh, but I certainly would rather respect the betting for now than assume anything. And then number 10, the old bird. There is good speed in the race, so if they do happen to cut each other apart, then number 10, the old bird, is the horse that could be running on. So I'll go 11, 9, 7, 10.
11, 9, 17, second last final in a class 1 over 1,200 as runners go to the start at Healesville. Scratchings here 6, 7 and 8 along with 10 and 11. Striking Princess 370, Love Me Broke 550 and 6 Vermillion.
No pace in this race, Brennan, so I'm going to suggest two horses, 12 Striking Princess and 1 Love Your Blue. I think they'll just settle 1-2 and get race run to suit. For third, I'll put in number 9, DeVega Peach, track specialist, first up no trial, so just respect the betting, but has got barrier 1. And then number 4, Global Choice. It's going to find this easier, but it has had plenty of racing, so I'm just not sure where it's at. 12, 1, 9 and 4.
12, 1, 9 and 4, best value, quality and play, please, Howard.
I thought the best was race 3, number 3, Valadar in the 1900 metre race. Maps very well, leading her in the first three, on the quick backup, bolted in at the Gold Coast 2 starts ago. So I'm keen on race 3, number 3, Valadar. The best value I would suggest is over in race 5, number 6, Supervisor, which I discussed at the start of this. Quaddy, 4 and 6, 4, 7, 8, 7, 9, 11, 1 and 12. And the play of the day, I thought in race 1, numbers 1 and 2 would settle first and second and fight the race out. So the play of the day, Cornella, race 1, 1 and 2.
Thanks, Howard. Good luck today.
All the best, Brennan.